okay? Everything you say is not being recorded. For purpose of training purposes.
Training
purposes. Right. Mem zayin in the base. A person makes a statement. Hareini olecha cherim. I am upon you a cherim. In other words, that is a way of saying that it is forbidden for you to derive pleasure from me. What is the halacha? The halacha is hamudar osur. The mudar, mudar means the subject, the victim. In this case, who's the victim? The person. Shim, right. Again, Reuven says to Shimon, is a hareini alech, I am upon you as a cherem. A cherem typically means you donate something to the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. And something that you donate to the Beis HaMikdash is also behana. So when you use this statement in the form of a neder, hareini.
But sometimes you find the word cherem also means
kohanim.
No,
kohanim.
Spoils.
Yes, correct.
That wasn't Makdish.
No, it was. The Cherem LaHashem. All of the spoils of Yerichai were meant to go as dedicated to Hashem.
Right.
To the holy purposes. Yes. So Cherem, you're right. Suddenly the person, the Bezdin puts the person Cherem. No one is allowed to have anything to do with him.
So it has multiple connotations.
In multiple meanings. Lashon Torah Luchod, Lashon Mishnah Luchod, Lashon Chacham Luchod, different Lashonis.
Okay.
Cherem over here means I am upon you as a chayim, which means that you may not derive benefit from me. Look at the Rashi here says, nice and short, nechasai yihyu alecha chayim, my assets shall be forbidden to you as if they are a chayim. What is the halacha? Hamudar asr. Hamudar, we should already know the vocabulary, I've learned this so many times. Hamudar means the subject. Who is the subject? If Reuven says to Shimon, hareini olai, I am upon you, I am directing my statement to you. He is aser. Period. No problem. It's very simple. Aval hamudur. New case.
No,
case
Rashi says hamudur.
Hamudur aser. Aval hamadir mutter. Good. I'm sorry. I left it out right. Hamadir. Hamadir means the one to make. Reuven.
Of course, it's mutter.
Right. He just explained the basics. He's just we're warming up here.
Okay.
Next case. Hare at olai chedim. Let's say case number two. Hare at. You are upon me cherem. Right? So Reuven says, I do not want to derive any benefit from you, from Shimon. I, Reuven, do not want to derive any benefit from Shimon.
Yeah.
Hare at olai cherem. Hanoider osur. The noider means Reuven. Reuven is not allowed to have any benefit from Shimon. Next case. Hareini olecha v'at olai. Case number three. I am upon you and you are upon me. Shneim asunim. They're both going to be osur. All right?
What do you mean? He says that you're...
You're asr and I'm asr. I may not derive benefit from you. You may not derive benefit from me.
It means not only from him, from his possessions as well.
Correct. That's what it means. Right? It means from his possessions. Therefore, they're both going to be also one upon another. Okay, very straightforward. We have three cases in the Mishnah. Very easy. First case is that you may not have pleasure from me. Case number two, I may not have pleasure from you. Case number three, both. I cannot have pleasure from you, and you cannot have pleasure from me. So we cannot have any pleasure from one another. Now here's the problem. Problem is, do you pay taxes? Mr. Goldberg, do you pay taxes?
I try not to.
But do you pay something?
Yeah.
You pay something. They get you for something. Mm-hmm. They get you for something. You don't want to raise any red flags. Do you pay taxes?
Let's drop it. Next.
If you pay taxes, so I walk down the street. Mm-hmm. I'm walking on the asphalt. How do you pronounce that word? I can never pronounce that word.
Asphalt.
Say it again. How do you pronounce it? Asphalt.
Asphalt.
PH?
Yeah.
Asphalt. Who paid for that? Mr. Goldberg pays taxes. Yeah. He paid for it. Did you pay for it? No, don't answer that question.
He doesn't pay.
How do you know he doesn't pay? Everyone pays.
I know he works off the books.
Shlomo Binowitz, did he pay for it? He certainly paid for it.
He also paid for it.
Oh, you don't hear me. Oh, I'm sorry. You know? You didn't hear me. I was on mute. I'm sorry about that. I was on mute. I was on mute. We're in the Mishnah of Mem Zayin Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Al Nachmal Chazal Mishnah, Hareini Olecha Chedim." A person says, "I am upon you as a Chayrim. You Shimon may not derive any pleasure from me." Number two, case. So what is halacha? Pashut Hamuder also. So Shimon may not have any pleasure from Reuven. Next case. Case number two. Hare at Olai. I am. Hare at you, Shimon, are usher upon me.
At is a lady.
What?
Isn't at a lady?
At, no, not necessarily. Good question. In the Haggadah, you say, Ra'af the tam the she'ena yudel lishol at psachloi at psachloi. So there, so is it, it's a feminine at psachloi. So taka, so I want to make a drasha that I mean that it's teaching that you have to be very gentle, like an isha is very gentle. But the word at in Aramaic can refer to a male, the dominant white male. Are you a white male? You look like a white male. That means you're a racist.
By definition,
you're a dangerous person.
I believe in white lives matter.
Harei at olai chedim. So the word is Allah hanoyder also. Case number two is that noyder Reuven is not allowed for Shimon. Next. Two cases. Hareini olecha v'yadalai. I may not. Hareini olecha. You may not draw benefit from me. And likewise, the atolai. What is the halacha? Shnehem asudim. They're both forbidden. Okay. Now, problem is, if I may not benefit from you, you may not benefit from me. What about all public property? All public property. This mission here is a revelation of taxes of das Torah, a Torah society. How you view public property? How you go to the park? Do you go to the park? If kindlach mi'as Hashem, you take him to the park. If let's say you make a neder and someone else makes, you make a neder and he makes a neder, you're not allowed to. So who paid for the park? Who paid for the park benches? Who paid for the swings? Public funds. You have a chelik in the public funds. So how can,
who raises this question?
The Mishnah raises this question. The Mishnah is raising this question.
We have to talk about meches.
Ushnei mutarim, even though we are both forbidden to derive benefit from one another.
You can still go in the park.
You can still go to the park.
Your possession to my possessions. Shnei masurim, shnei mutarim.
Shnei mutarim, period. Shnei asurim, period. Period.
Me.
Now, they're both also to derive. I'm not allowed to go into your house.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to derive benefit from your property. You need it from me.
Yeah.
Now, however, what about public property? Ushnei mutarim bidavar shel oile regal bavel. What about matters going to oile, but people that went to the aliyah leregel?
Bidavar
matters. Oh. Matters relating to shel oile bavel.
Okay.
Wells. They dug wells along the road. People went to oile bavel. Who went to Eretz Yisrael, there were assets that, let's look at Rash, look at the Ran. Mutarim b'dem shal oilegu shehef kirum oile bavel l'chol Yisrael. The oile bavel, I guess they would put up tents, they would put up motels, they would have wells, they would have different rest stops along the route to Eretz Yisrael, to shalosh pam mashana. So the tzibur, they would have certain rest stops along the way that were donated. People paid for. People gave donations for these amenities, where people, when they would travel, they would be able to stop overnight. They would be able to get fresh water. They would be able to get it to clean their clothing. Who paid for this? So therefore, if people make an appeal and they say we're collecting money in order to have a rest stop along the way for the early bavel, and you give a donation, what's going to be now with the person that's not allowed to have hana from you? How will he be able to benefit?
So he's saying shnei mutarim.
Mutarim, why? So we're more digging along. This is because when I gave the money, it's not the pshat when they built the park. They built a park bench. It's not the pshat.
How come they don't explain it and there were funds?
It says, the Ran says the alumnus. The Ran says the alumnus because, let me explain.
The mafkas.
When you give money to a park, but when you take taxes, the government comes, they take away 40% of your hard-earned money. Right? Take it away. Are you mafkas the money?
That's
no way.
That's only if someone has that's only if someone has dependents.
All depends on how much money you have. All depends on how much money you have. Whatever the case is.
Well, they take
away
take as much
whatever
as...
it is. They take away your money. Are you mafkir the money? No, they got nothing. There's just nothing I can do about it. Mimela, when they go build a park bench with my hard-earned money, it's my bench. I'm not mafkir the money. It's my bench. So therefore, the person to whom I made a neder that may not derive benefit from me, he cannot sit down on that bench because I own a fraction of that bench. So the Ran says, that's my cash.
That's
exactly the point. It's exactly the chiddush. Is that since
it
I...
wasn't hefker, it wasn't tax.
Oh, so the answer is that when you give money for the oile regalim cause, the chazal yoyre l'sef daita shel adam, he's not upset about it. Today, when people pay very high taxes, are they moichel the money? Ask the average. Are you moichel? Oh, the government is so good.
That's not the question. Who owns that?
Yes. So that is the question. The question is how did there were donations collected? Someone gave money to build that park bench for the early regalim.
Why do you have to come into heaven?
after. If your question is who owns public space, the answer is taxes were collected. It's public area. It's not considered.
So what? So how does that work? Very nice. I understand that. I understand. Din Malchus Adina. There's a lot of things you can possibly say. The Ran says, drops a few words. The Ran says that when you give money, when the people gave money for these structures, they were mafkir the money. It's no longer mine. You, if not for this Ran, you would have a very strong question.
You know what percent of the park bench I own?
It doesn't matter. Even the smallest amount.
I own less than 1%.
It doesn't matter. Even the smallest mashu, unless you're going to come on to Brera, which was a machlekes in the previous Mishnah, it doesn't matter. If you own a teeny, teeny fraction of that park bench, it's also for the person to whom you made a neder to derive benefit from. If the park bench belongs to that person. Along comes the Ran is a tremendous chiddush. It's only because when they collected money for these purposes, the person who gave the money was mafkir. I relinquish my tefisa, my ownership in this bench. Those are the words of the Ran. The Ran says the reason why mutarim bedavar shel oylei bavel, these are his words, shehifki rum oylei bavel l'chol Yisrael, which is mashma. Let's say I'm not mafkir it. Let's say they come and make an appeal and they put everyone to shame in shul, how much they publicly embarrass everyone, and they squeeze out of you money, and I'm very upset that they, and I'm not mafkir the money, but there's nothing I can do. It's highway robbery. They just somehow were able to steal from everyone money for a public, for some public use. Okay, so at least you can do is put a plaque on the bench that Mr. Ron Goldberg owns 1/1000th% of this park bench. That's the least you can do, because I was put to shame. I was put to shame. They built over your park. They wrote over you, built the park over you on Avenue M, right, Mamish, right by the corner, Avenue L. Avenue L, this park over Avenue L and East 18th Street, a little park over there. So they want to build a bathroom in the middle, a public bathroom. So the cost, there is now. So the cost of the bathroom, what the contractor charged the city, the cost of the bathroom is more than the most expensive bathroom in the whole in the whole world. It's not a joke. It's like what in the world is going on here? Yeah, of course they paid it. Of course. Well, what do you think they do with your tax money? What do you think they do? Of course they paid it. Like, you're charging like $1 million for a bathroom the size of half of your sukkah? Like, what? What is this crazy? How does the government just pay for this? Whose money is this anyway? I don't know. The point is, so the least you can do is put a plaque. Put a plaque. If that would be the case, it would taka be also for the other person to go and have hana from the park bench. Why is it mutter? The Ran says, since it's l'tzarech mitzvah, leira ois p'nei Hashem, shalosh pam hashana, nimeila, you give it with such goodwill, you're mafkir. You're mafkir the money for a public service. These are his words. Shehef kirum, oile bavel l'chol
Yisrael. But he
doesn't
say what they're mafkir. What is it? Wealth?
The money!
Where are
you? I'm daf mem zayin omedeis. We're now about to begin memches.
Can I ask you something?
Memches.
He doesn't tell what they're mafkir, why they're going above. What
money!
What is available?
Cash! The mafkir
the
money.
What is available for the oile bavel? What's available for them?
Your taxes.
Motel 6. Motels.
That's what it says.
Wells. Yeah. Anything. Roads. Roads.
I mean, places
roads.
Where they could
rest. Bathrooms. Beis Akise. They have a bathroom. You don't need restroom, but they have all different amenities along the road. On the road. Because obviously the Ran is bothered by this question. What is the lumness of public property? Okay, this is a major sugya. You want to go say in the Din de Malchus Adina? There's no such rule of Din de Malchus Adina when it comes to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah,
the Ran himself, quote, remember we learned that Ran, that was the most amazing Ran of the Masechta, that there's no Din de Malchus Adina when it comes to Klal Yisrael. The state of Israel. The state of Israel does not have the koyach of.
We have our own Ran, yeah?
What?
We have our own Ran.
Ron Goldberg. We have our own Ran. Okay? So there is no such din. The Ran said, there's no din. Yeah? Mr. Rapport, what were you saying?
Ron Santis. We have our own Ron.
Ron Santis? Ron Goldberg. This is Ron Goldberg here. This is Ron Goldberg. This is...
Yeah, I'm running for governor.
He said he's running for governor.
I mean president.
He says now he's running for president. He went up already, another match. Here we are, you see? This is the Arizal II. Doesn't he's very handsome, this guy.
Okay, me.
Adoneinu Rabbeinu Yisrael Zev Lobel. Rosh Tevis.
Arizal. The Rambam mentions the Rambam.
It's no joke. I don't want to turn into a puff of smoke.
Me. So the Chiddush Shlomo told me the Rambam and Rambam.
What?
Did the Malach come along with him also?
Well, let's ask him. Ask the Malach. Right. V'asunim midover shel oisoch ir. Okay. However, what about public property in the city itself? The Mishnah is a Mishnah. It's not even a Gemara. This is a Mishnah. The oilei bavel, things that were built along the road. Yeah. Along the road to reach Eretz Yisrael Bavel, people when they gave it Chazal b'yoyreid l'soiv daitam, they were mafkerit. Yeah. But anything that they built in the city itself, the park benches in the city itself, it's osur. If you make a neder, someone makes a neder that you're not allowed to have hanah from him, you're not allowed to sit down on the park bench, or you can't even walk on the road l'choy for that matter. You can't go on the buses. Everything is subsidized by tax money. V'asunim b'dover shel oisochir. The Ezehu, now the Mishnah comes to specify what exactly are the matters of Bavel. The Ezehu Dovah Shal Oile Bavel, Kigoin, Har Habais. I didn't tell you correctly. I told you different motels, different wells, to see more, the more say more. What the Dovah Shal Oile Soir means, Kigoin, Har Habais, the Hazorais. The Azorais, what does it mean over here?
What does it mean, Har Habais?
Good question. What does it mean over here exactly? It's a whole you can't walk in the Har Habais, can't be. So what does it mean over here? The Rashi, there is no Rashi. Shocking, there's no Rashi on this. Look, let's see over here. Let's see.
Daf Mem Gev, we have to look in Daf Mem Gev on the Nala.
Let's cheat. Let's see what's over here in the Masifta. What is Dover Shal Oil Bavgo Har Habais for Zara? Shaboy. Ois Beis. The one didn't claim Mikdash Elish Nakta Mishnah Esamakoy Mashach Lichol Yichol Mikonis Aleim. Taisvis Yomtif. The Ayin Shama Shakasa Madua Loy Kusum Mishnagam, Chemos Yushalayim, Umigdolecha, Holzer Hoyer, Shahim Boim, Mishir Halushka, and Hananel Goras Gam Halushkas. All right, in Echanami, everything that people are given, all of the money that was given to the Beis HaMikdash, people give money for the Beis HaMikdash, and it's mutter. Any donation. It says it's because it says in the Mishnah that anything that was donated le'oilei bavel, it is mutter for a person that is mudar hanah to derive benefit. So what is called oilei bavel? People give donations for the Beis Hamikdash to build on the Har Habayis. The Har Habayis, are you allowed to step into the Har Habayis? Do you ever go to the Har Habayis? You ever go to the Har Habayis, Mr. Goldberg?
I went to the Kotel.
You go to the Har Habayis?
No.
Another example he brings down from Tosfos on my edition. He says, "Kagoyin bor shabemtzah."
Oh, we didn't get to that. We'll come to that soon. We're going. Let's finish the Mishnah first. Okay. We are sudim bedav. So ezel davish loyva. What is mutter? What is mutter? If a person gives a donation for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash, to pave the roads, to pave the Har Habayis, to build the Har Habayis, all the lishkois, everything about the Har Habayis, the azarois. The habor here it says beferish. The habor shebeem sahaderech. The boyois that were built on the roads for people to drink water when they went to Yerushalayim. All of these things are mutter because the people who give money for the when you give money for these purposes.
How do you know bar is referring to the, that it contains water?
Kin mefarish b'shilei bugarashi b'shilei perik bashua de eruvin. They're the money beferish. They dug wells along the roads. Early bubble, so people who went to Yerushalayim had what to drink.
Okay.
Now, Kagoyin Harbay Vazavar Shem Saderech, the Ezel Dovah Shal Oisech Oir. What is Osir? Kagoyin Haruchava, you're not allowed to go into the town square, into the town square. Vahamerchots, Bathhouse, Ubay Sakneses, Vyateva. Teva is.
Oh, what's a Rechava? I'm sorry, what's a Rechava?
Rechava is in the city, they would have an open square, an open area in the center of the square where they would have activities. They would have like a concert. Or they would have a chlesis. They would have a political convention over there. They would have a siyum hashas. They do things in the public square. And they had the Amerchats, public bathhouses.
Yeah.
Ubeis HaKnesses. You're not allowed to go into the Beis HaKnesses because the people who give donations, they want plaques on the walls. The Ateva. You're not allowed to use the Teva, which is the Oren HaKodesh. I guess you're not allowed to get an Aliyah, the Estesh. The Teva is always the Oren HaKodesh. The HaSifon, you can't go use a sitter in the shul.
Why? Because everybody, it's a public funds? That's the reason?
Because these things, when people give money for these purposes, they're not meichel their money. They retain ownership of their assets, memela. If you are going to have pleasure from public, from coming into shul, having a sitter. I come into shul, I take a sitter. The person made a neder. The neder was, you may not have pleasure from me. I own the sitter. I have a chelik, the table. Who donated the table to the shul? Chaim Heller. Does he own the tables? You know who Chaim Heller is? He gave the tables to the shul. Does he own the tables? Well, according to the mission, he owns the tables. So if Chaim Heller would make a net and said that we are not allowed to have hanof from him, we would not be able to have pleasure from the table.
Now, why does he own? That's the reason he donated. He was mafkered.
The Mishnah is telling us a tremendous chiddush. The Mishnah is saying that if Chaim Heller would make a neder, that you may not have pleasure from me, whatever, with a neder, it should
even
be
though, even though it was a donation? It was,
yes, that's what the Mishnah is teaching you. He retains ownership.
That's a chiddush.
It certainly is. When it comes to marriage relating to the oil to the Yerushalayim, the Ran says Yemafka. Look at the Ran. The Ran over here says V'yasudim b'davishol oisol ir shehim donim ba b'mnei she'ein la'ansher ir acheres chelik bochem which you live in, the city where you and your friend live in. Why b'mnei she'ein la'ansher ir acheres chelik bochem shehim yuchel machon zayin toy vehu ir b'mavet ansher ir v'havelu kishutofen she'oishim zelze. He is another kinesh, a very important halacha. What happens if you want to sell the city? What happens? All the lumdus is tied to this. It's very important. This gemara, this run over here is very critical.
Tayvu Yir means the big knockers.
There are seven trustees. There are seven, every city in Masech Tainus. It's Mishnayis. In Masech Tainus, every city has seven trustees. And if they want, they can sell the city or they can sell any public asset to somebody else. Whatever they decide, we want to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. Let's say someone wants to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. Anyone that comes to you and wants to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, you shouldn't there for it. If seven people come and want to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge,
it's okay.
then it's okay.
It's okay.
You need, it has to be sold by the seven Toive Ho'ir. We have here seven people. We can do it together. Look, we have almost seven people. We can sell someone. We'll split. We'll split the money.
Sell the shul here.
We'll sell the shul.
Yeah.
Shlomi, how much do you want? What percentage do you want, Shlomi?
Why does it have to be seven?
It's Gzeres HaKosef. Because we learned it from in the Chemia, it says that there were seven people. They have in the Megillah says also. The Shiva Roy Pnei HaMelech. There are seven people that are the trustees. So, right. So in order that it should always be that the trustees of the city have the power, the city has to be owned privately. Once it's owned, once you mafkir it, then even the trustees no longer have access to the assets. This is very important chiddush. These little pieces of Gemara reflect very deep economic principles of how a government in the Torah society is conducted, the economic system, how it's done. Is our public assets are they just hefker, or are they owned legally? Are they owned privately by a group of people? Is there a trust? How does all this work? It's very complicated. These are very complicated things over here. And over here, the Ran over here is coming to allude to this: that if a person makes a neder, you may not have enough for me. All things that are in locally in the city where you live in, they're off limits because they are privately owned. They are privately owned. One more time, the Ran. Shem donim ba mibnei she'ein la'anshei ir acheres chelik bohen. And this is a very interesting nusach. Ran does not say that you retain ownership. The Ran says that the ownership is limited to the people of this city. Le'afuke, other cities, other people outside the city, which means that there is some degree of private ownership here. And that private ownership, which you make a neder on, has an effect on the person, the other person, that he is not allowed to derive benefit. All right, let's go fight. Right, let's go fight. Now we come to the next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah, the Gemara is
by the way, Matei, you said Aron Kodesh, it's talking about the Bima.
So we have to understand that in ancient times, there was no Bima. This way it worked. The way it worked in ancient times was, you have a shul, there was nothing in the middle, at least a small shul, and when they wanted to lain, they would take what we call the Aron HaKodesh, and they would pick up the entire, like a Misaskim.
You know this for a fact?
Yeah, like a Misaskim. Misaskim, you have a little Aron HaKodesh with a little Sefer Torah. They would take the whole, they give someone Psicha, so they take the whole Aron, and they bring it to the middle of the shul, they put it down on the floor, and they take out the Sefer Torah, and they lay on from the top of the Aron. The Aron is called the Teva.
I understand.
And the top of the Teva.
By the Sfarim, you understand it a lot better because it's kept in a case.
It's kept in the case. But you're right. They open it up and they read it standing.
Exactly.
But by Ashkenazim, you read it flat, but they would take the Sefer out of the box and they would read from on top of the Aron. And when you finish reading, you put the Sefer back into the Teva.
How do you know that was the...
It says this, and then we're showing them, they say this. And they take the Aron, and they... So they would take the Teva to the Rechov. In Mesechas, when it was a fast day, they would take the Teva, the whole Aron, into the street. And they would daven in the street. So the teva was the Aron and the Bima.
Yeah.
You stored the Sefer Torah in the Teva, and you would lain from the top of the Teva.
Right.
Okay, it was the Bima. They should do the Misaskim should do. They should have some type of portable Bima on top of the Aron. They have a small Elvivere. They have a small Sefer Torah. I guess you'll need it. People have tables, whatever it is. So this is the Teva. So you're not allowed. So what does that mean? It means you're not getting Aliyah. I guess you're not allowed to get an Aliyah because if you're getting an Aliyah, you're making use of the Teva. You're going to put the Sefer Torah down on the Teva and you're having hand off from the Teva. Okay, fine. Period. You have to put a very big period over here because the Gemara is going to explain that there is a chisure mechsera over here, or a chisurei michasra over here. And it means now we have a new case. A new case over here is, so what should you do then? So what is a person to do? If Reuven and Shimon make a neder, if each of us, we're not allowed to have pleasure from one another, how are we going to go to shul?
How have to dive in a different shul.
A different shul, but all the shuls are going to be awesome, because everyone you have to give, tell me, you'll give a donation to 10 shuls, they don't come after you? They hound you down. No. They don't hound me down, but they must hound you down. All different shuls. So what do you do? So the solution is, you should declare, I'm giving away all of my assets to the Nasi. V'hakoysev chelkoy l'Nasi. The solution, the Gemara is going to explain. Look.
Who's the Nasi? Who's referred back then?
The Nasi is the Melech. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was the Nasi. He was the Nasi Hadar. No? The Yartzeit is coming.
He was. He still is.
Still is.
He's still alive. Nay.
You test. That's not the Yartzeit. That is. I made him say. I'm sorry. This is the Yom HaGeulah. The Yom HaGeulah. There are 3 days coming up soon. The Yartzeit of Rav Chudna, the Yom HaGeulah, and Satmar. Well, what about Satmar? Satmar is 3 days.
Nay.
There are 3 days coming up in a row. Nay. Mashiach can come. 3 days. These three holy days. Yutes, Kislev. Yutes. What is it called? Yutes? Tonight? Zuchus Yogin Aleinu. Every time I go to the kever, I have to ask Mechila from the Rebbe for making jokes. I don't mean to make jokes. I love the Rebbe. I'm a Lubavitch. I'm a Chabad. I really am. I'm a loyal chassid. Really. Just ask me how high to jump. I'll do whatever he says. I really. I get carried away sometimes. I make some jokes.
Where is your long beard?
How come you never went in the slings?
What do you think this is, Sophia?
The what? What did you say?
He said, why don't I ever go into shlichus? I'm really chalak. I said, what do you think this is? This is my shlichus. Leiter. Going to Rechav and based on the V'akoy seif chelkoy l'nasi. Let's wait for the Gemara, okay? Hold on for one moment. We'll come to this in a few moments. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not, you don't need to do a maisa kesiva. According to the Tanna Kamma, the only way you can give away all your assets, if you want to give away your assets, you have to actually write, put in writing, I hereby give a gift. Every penny that I own, I give it to the Nasi.
Nice.
Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to do that. It's sufficient to make a declaration. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echad Koisev
Lanasi. It says after writings.
According to Tanakama, you have to write.
No, Rabbi Yehuda also says to use Lashon.
Echad Koisev. Echad Koisev Lanasi. You're right. The Echad Koisev Lehedyud. You're right.
So what, how is he arguing with
the Chacham? So he has the Kasha. Elo, the Bach adds in the word, the Echad Koisev Lehedyud. Sheha Koisev Lanasi. And we do next words. Sheha Koisev Lanasi. Lanasi. Ma bein koisev lenasi lekoisev lehegit sha koisev lenasi ain tzach lezakos lehegit tzach lezakos. Do you need to make a kinyan when you write something? Do you have to do a hagbah handkerchief?
Yeah.
Do you need to solidify the ksiva with a kinyan? There are people out there who got married. You know, there are some people out there who got married. When they got married, so they wrote a ksuba. It wasn't enough to write the ksuba. The Mesader Kedushin told them, mi mekabel kinyan. Why? Why are the mekabel kinyan? We wrote a ksuba. We have witnesses that signed the ksuba. I authorized them to write a ksuba. Like, genug shoyin. I have to go and make a kinyan. I have to go pick up a handkerchief. Yeah. It's not sufficient just to write the document. You have to, in addition, you have to solidify your commitment to the document, your commitment to give this document to this woman by doing a ma'aseh kinyan, by picking up a handkerchief.
But it has to be someone else's, not his.
Machloikis. How do you do it? The whole shah, whose handkerchief does it mean? You have to make a kinyan. And the kinyan is by picking up the
machloikis?
Handkerchief. Picking up the handkerchief. You're doing a ma'aseh to indicate that I'm dead serious. I really want to get married. Commitment. You have to make that commitment.
I see they do that, but I don't know him also. Why?
Sel bazach. Because writing is cheap, talk is cheap, and writing is cheap. You have to make a ma'aseh kinyan. Now, if a person gives away all of his assets to his friend, you write a document. Do you have to also make a kinyan? Yes. But if you give away all of your assets to the melech, to the nasi, you don't. Just writing the document without making a kinyan is sufficient.
Yeah.
You will see why. Let's see. Ella, what mark? Because the hedyet shakos l'nasi ain't tzach lezakos lehedyet tzach lezakos.
Meaning he doesn't have to do a kinyan.
Right. V'chachamim. Now we're going back to the Tanakama. Tanakama is a zelba shem shita.
By the way, the Tanakama doesn't even mention a hedyet.
So it's self understood. Even a nasi. Even a nasi, you have to write. You have to do ma'aseh kinyan. The chacham explained.
No, the chacham doesn't write. Doesn't talk about
the
kinyan.
The chacham now is coming to explain. The chacham here is coming to explain their shit. It's the same chacham. The Tanakama and the chacham are the same. The chacham.
Let's see.
When it says in the Mishnah the word chachomim, when it says the nasi, lav dafka, there really is no chilek. If there's no chilek, so why didn't we say, you just say a koisev nechosev lacherim? Why does it say over here a koisev lenasi? If there's no chilek between a nasi and a regular person, the answer is, it's common. Now we have to really explain what's going on over here. We'll hold it for mamash one moment, will everything become clear? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein anshe gril tzrichen lichtov shekvar kosu avoseyen al yideyen. The anshe galil, they get into fights very often. It was very common for them to fight.
They lived in the north?
And the male lived in the north. Somehow the avira of the galil caused them to get into fights very often. And what would you do when you get into a fight? What do you do when you get into a fight? You make a neder. You, I don't like you. I hereby make a neder that you may not derive any benefit from me.
Nay.
So when you do that, okay, the guy cannot walk into your house. But you make a bigger problem, you can't go to shul either. Because who paid for the shul? Who paid for the shul? I paid for the shul. So the people in Galil, they would very often get into fights, and they would make nidorim, where one person would not be allowed to have enough for another person, and the result was, no one can use public property. So what did they all do? They all made a haskama. As this the Gemara is going to explain over here what the solution is that they would give away their assets to
the Nasi.
In other words, no one really owned anything. And this is a very difficult economic principle where you live in a society where you don't own anything. You don't own anything.
Communism.
But yet the government is allowing you to make believe like you own something. It's not communism, because communism, you don't own anything. In this type of economic system, you own, you don't own anything, you taka don't, but everything that you have is basically the government is giving you, basically lending it to you, but you're not the real owner. It's very strange, right? Very hard to appreciate this. Let's see the Ran. The Ran over here says, look at the Ran, v'akosev chelkoi lenasi. Mefarish v'gemara. The Ran. Mefarish v'gemara. The Yachikama. Ma taka nosan. We are missing words in the Mishnah. Chisurei michasra. We're missing words. Yeah, over here, two fellows, Reuven and Shimon. And they get into a fight. Chesur Mechsera. You learned in a regular yeshiva. You learned in a yeshiva, so yeshiva, they told you Chesur Mechsera. That's how I learned. But for some reason, the art scroll and the Masifta and all the other things, they all tell us that we're wrong. It's the pronunciation. Chesurei Mechsera. It's not a baya, it's a baye. It's not Masechta Yuma, it's Masechta Yoma. It's okay. Not Harayat Mikudesh Bitabas Zu, it's Bitabas Zo. Under your chuppah, what did you say to your wife?
Okay, Zu let's Zo.
It was a long time ago, I forgot.
Okay, let's go.
Vaita, Vyakoisev Chalkulunasim, first week tomorrow of the Yachamar, Matakanosan. What is the solution? We're missing words in the Mishnah. What is the solution to this difficulties? What is the solution? The solution is Ma you kosu chelkalinosi the bahachi shari kid it's not noisen la acher mishumatana vahalom mutaba.
What do you mean by law?
The other person is mutter. It's like the continuation of the last mission.
So if someone might say that, so the way to get out of it, in order for you to deprive, to derive pleasure,
you give all my assets to someone else. I
you
own
mean every, everyone does it to
I
the Nazi?
Own, right. I own nothing. The Nazi owns all of my money.
So that's like a loophole, sort of.
A legal loophole. But it has to work legally. I give away
all
of my assets.
Yeah, but I dislike this guy. I don't want him to go to the shul.
What?
I don't want to, you know, give my assets no, to the Nazi, and I don't want the guy coming to my shul.
I hear what you're saying. It's difficult. Let's see if we look at the next words around. I hear it. It's very, I don't know. I don't know the depth of what this is. It's very difficult. Next round, Shakoisev Lenasi and Sakhla Zakis, Shemiyana, Shemiyacha Kosev Lestar Matana, Kana.
What second? Shakoisev Lenasi and Sakhla Zakis,
Shemiyana. You don't need to make a king. You don't need to make a king.
Why? Because Shemiyacha Kosev
Lestar Matana. Shakoisev Lestar Matana, Shakana, Albish Lezoch Adam Beshwil, Yafe Koyachanasi. A whole new lomnis. It's Kedai to come.
Even though the Nasi wasn't Zaycha.
David Down the whole Shas.
Was Albish Le Adam Zaycha?
No one made a king. By a marriage, when a man gets married, he makes, he writes a ksuba. What is a ksuba? It's a one-way document. A man is meshabed himself to support his wife. It says in the ksuba that a man is meshabed by the oiker, the ezon, the eflach, the afarnes.
So isn't that a lie? A lot of people that get married, the wife works and he sits and learns. He's not supporting his
wife. It's a good kasha.
She's the breadwinner.
You're asking a very good kasha.
That's going against the ksuba.
You're asking a very good kasha.
She wears the hyzen.
Very good kasha. The oiker, the ezon, the eflach. The fairness you see here, like Hilchos given you don the oikrin, the zonin um the fairness in this the shehoin be kushta. And Mary Shamayu very soon.
The
kushta, emes. The kushta.
So
Mary Shamayu very soon.
So I mean,
so
how do you call it? There, what's the word? They're
what?
Violating the.
I don't know the answer. But when you write that document, in order for the document to go into effect, in order for it to go into effect, the chosan is mekabel kinyan. The chassan, he picks up a handkerchief, and I pick up the handkerchief, he's mishabed himself.
But the chassid, pick up a gartel.
To what if on a gartel, a pen, whatever you want to do, by picking up an object, you're being mishabed yourself that whatever is in this document should be emes, should be going to effect.
Yeah.
Whatever it says here, I'm going
to
do.
You're saying some achleikus, who he has to pick up, if he has to pick up his own thing or someone else's?
Someone else's. Someone else.
Because didn't you tell me it's a machlekes?
I don't remember. I don't know. I don't
it's
know.
Usually that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it makes a difference. But yeah, either way, it's good.
So the one that's being Masada Kedushin, I will ring the ksuba. He doesn't have to be from. It could be from anybody else.
Right.
Like his friend. Oh, Yanko, come here. I want to pick up your gartel. It could be from anybody.
Right. The Masada Kedushin gives it to him. So I can get ready. It doesn't. Right.
But it doesn't have to be just dafka from him.
No. He's Makai. He picks it up, and in exchange for picking up what some belong to someone else. He, in exchange, he's mishabing himself to fulfill what it is.
He doesn't have to lift up the ksuba?
No, he does not. Okay. And he's mishabing, and then under the chuppah, he gives it to the kala. Okay. And the kala gives it to who? Who does the kala give it to?
To the picture frame.
No, the kala gives it to?
Me, okay.
Her mother. And what does her mother do with it?
She tears
it. I don't
up.
Know. I don't know. You'll figure that one out. What does the mother do with it? Okay. So now the question here, so over here, when a person, I made a neder, you may not have hanah from me.
Me.
Nebuch, the guy can't go into shul.
Yeah.
Who paid for the shul? Who paid for the chairs? Who paid for the tables? Me. I don't want to go that far.
We're assuming there's only one shul. and of that city.
I paid for all the shuls in the city. I gave a donation to every shul in the city.
So they all, so they relinquish their assets to the Nasi.
So I give over all my assets to the Nasi. I own nothing. Everything belongs. And the Nasi, he lets me do whatever I want. It's like monopoly money.
And Ksav is enough.
Monopoly money. I just pay, I live it. Very strange. No, it's very, very strange.
And the Nasi can take the money and, you know.
Yeah, right. He can take the money and do whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants.
The whole thing is very, I don't know, it's very schwer. Now,
they don't actually have to give it to him. They just put it in writing.
Right. Now, when you write that shtar, do you also have to pick up a handkerchief?
No.
In order to be mishad yourself, that I'm giving over all my money, I'm giving over every penny that I have, everything that I own, I'm giving it to the Nasi. You have to do it?
No.
No, why not? What's the law on this?
According to everybody.
What's the law on this? Why not? Pella what the Ran says. The Ran says, Mishum de Yofe Koyach HaNasi. If we only learned this tonight, it would be Kedash.
What does that mean?
The Koyach of the Nasi is Yofe. I don't know what it means. It's some term which is very vague.
Who's the Nasi today?
Today there is no Nasi.
So what does the Masifta say?
Doesn't say anything.
So what's the punch? So what's the simple
There's such a principle that a Nasi, the Melech, who's the Nasi, by the way? Who is the Nasi? What tkuf are we dealing with? I don't know. This is what it says in the Gemara. The Yofi Kaycha Nasi. But let's say I'm not giving it to the Nasi. I'm giving it to an ordinary person. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it
then
to...
Then you need a Kenyan.
Then in order, I want my friend to be able to come into shul. So then you go and you have to make a king. You have to pick up a handkerchief to make a king to be mishabed yourself. What it says in the document.
Because otherwise it doesn't become. It does not become.
Otherwise it's not sincere. Otherwise we do not view what you're trying to accomplish as being valid. You need Chazal made the rules. The rules are you have to write a shtar, and in order for the shtar to go into effect, you have to make a kinyan on the shtar to be mishabed to trigger. It's a din of hilchas we're in chesh mishpat tonight. This din, in order
so
to
let's say,
trigger,
let's talk about marriage.
To trigger.
There's no kinyan. So you're telling me it's problematic?
No, there's no ksuba. The ksuba is not going into effect. That's
really?
Right.
Really?
That's right. If the chassan does not make a kinyan on the ksuba to be mishabed himself, then he has no ksuba. Then he has no obligation to pay the ksuba. And then he's living in sin. He's living in sin. Or you want to say that the truth is, even if you don't write a ksuba, there's anyway a takanas chazal that you have to pay the ksuba no matter what. That's
right,
the halacha.
Right,
so even if you can't find the ksuba, it doesn't matter. But there's a but in order to do it the correct way, to be mashavid himself, he has to be mekabel kinyan. And if he doesn't, it does not work. Now,
what took place is in a lot of set of ksubas where they didn't write a ksuba.
Oh, because they held that it's an automatic. It's takanas chazal. Chazal,
you still have to make a kinyan?
No, you don't. Then it's automatic. It's taken care of for you. It's automatic. Chazal made a takana. That's the way it works. It automatically works. It's automatically.
That one was automatically that one.
Maybe you can say that's nichlal in the words kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Why do you say those words when you get married? Why do you have to add those words kedas, the law of Moshe the Yisrael? So according to those who
in such a place, he's not living in sin.
What?
There's no ksuba written.
No. So then you fall back on the default. That it's a Tanai Ksuba, that Chazal automatically were misakin the Ksuba whether you like it or not, even if you don't write the document. The person decides to get divorced and he never wrote a Ksuba, it doesn't matter, he has to pay the Ksuba. And he has all the Shibudim in the Ksuba. The truth always, you should know the truth is that today the Ksuba does not include 95% of what the Gemara says it should include. In the Ksuba, there are all these complicated laws about if he has children and then he remarries. And if he dies, how much money goes to the daughters to marry them off? There's a whole long list, a whole long collection of very intricate halachas that the assets of a man have to be are given to pay expenses for his children in many different scenarios. And it would appear that in ancient times, all of these things were written in the ksuba, and today there's no zecher for this. And our ksubas today, it says very little. It just says, I will give honor, and I will provide food and support according to Jewish law, and the amount of money I'm going to give for the Iker ksuba is going to be 100 kesef zekukin. Umoysef loy oid midi loy oid mea kesef zekukin. Sach hakol, 200 kesef zekukin. Something like that. So, and which comes out to about $30,000. $30,000, something like that, maybe more, maybe it's $50,000, whatever it is. Kesef zukin. So today, you just write in the ksuba.
That's 1 year of college tuition.
It doesn't even talk about death or divorce in the ksuba. Does it? It doesn't even mention that in the Ksuba. It doesn't say that. But that's the thing of the Ksuba is you have to go back and see what it says there. What exactly, but it mentions it like only Derech Remez. It doesn't even say explicitly what happened.
Obviously, you want to see the lesson. I happen to have some Ksuba here.
Nah, go look. I forgot. We have it over here on Nitzig Avril. If you ever want to learn Ksuba, it has the best parish of Ksuba is in the back of the Nitzig Gavriel. He goes through every word with Nekudos, explains you what it means, explains you the etymology of every single word in the Ksuba.
What does etymology mean?
Where the word comes from. Oh. The Aramaic words, where it comes from, what it means, and all the glorious details. It's in right here on the shelf in the Nitzig Gavriel in Hilchos Nisuin Chelek Beis. It is spectacular.
Really?
Okay, and you'd be shocked that most of what we learn in Masechet Ksubas about a Ksuba is not even in our modern day Ksubas. Why not? Obviously, we fall back on the default of what Beis Din was Masechet, it's automatic. And you don't need to go get into the nitty gritty. And what we do at a marriage is just a token fulfillment of being Meshabed yourself to do what Chazal want you to do. Now,
technically, you don't even have to write it down.
Well, you do. They are all halachas, but that's also one of the reasons, the multiple reasons why you say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. A man, why do you have to say those words? Harayat Mikudesh L'Bitabazu. I'm marrying you with this Tabas.
Tabazo.
Zo is very makud. He's a tzioini over here. B'Tabazo, why do you have to say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael? Why do you need those words for? There are many reasons. But one of the reasons is that part of marriage, Chazal u'mesaken shibudim. Shibudim, what a Jewish man must do for his wife. And not every single thing is spelled out in the documents, in the Ksuba. It doesn't matter. Even if it leaves it out, even if you don't even write the Ksuba, everything that Chazal demand from you, you agree to do with getting married to her. The Ksuba and the Tanai Ksuba are automatically put into motion when you marry a woman because you say the words Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Today in the morning, Israel used to come to our kol in the morning. Today, I'm really hot on this topic because today we learned in Tehillim, Mizmar Memhei. You look in the Malbim. The Malbim says something which appears to be utterly shocking beyond belief.
Yeah.
He doesn't say this, but we read into his words. Is why do you say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael?
Kedas
Moshe. You're not going to believe what he says. What he alludes to. He alludes to this is that when a man marries a woman, it's very common. It happens sometimes that the woman's not even Jewish. She's not even Jewish. Did she get a gerus? If she was gotten, did she got it? Was it a good gerus? When a man marries a woman, he in essence is being megayer her, just in case she's not Jewish.
Are you serious?
She went to mikvah. She goes to mikvah. What does a woman need to get? What does a woman need to be megayer? She needs to go to mikvah and she needs kabbalah samitzvahs. A woman goes to mikvah when she gets married. What else? He says to her, "I'm marrying you b'tabazu." Why do you have to hear the next words? Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. You're marrying me. You're going to be Jewish. Are you going to be mekabel all the mitkabolas hamitzvahs? According to Jewish law, if she accepts the ring, it's a double ceremony. It's a marriage ceremony intertwined
with a gerus.
With gerus.
That's what the Malbim says.
How do you like that? He says that Shlomo HaMelech did that.
Yeah. He
married all these non-Jewish women, and the Mizma Memhei describes the marriage ceremony, and he says when he says to her, you have to forget all of the Goyish Zachin that you did, all the Goyish where you come from, and now we're going to get married, and he says to her basically you have to be Makabel Das Yisrael. So when a man marries a woman, isn't it a shocking thing? It happens in Klal Yisrael that men marry non-Jewish women. And so it's a backup. In case the woman is not Jewish, this is the gerus.
I'm going to look it up.
Mizmor Menhei at the end of Mizmor
Menhei. And that's how he explains Shleima Melech?
Shaloi kehalach. Don't get carried away now with this.
Oh, this is not Ozgal.
Shaloi kehalach. but it's an incredible concept.
What we mean, this is like halacha in the mice. We don't do that.
No one's going to say today that if a man marries a goyish woman, so the fact that she went to mikvah and the fact that the man said to her, "I'm marrying,"
does the mikvah have to be the shem geiris?
L'chari does.
So this is not the
shem. No, if she's marrying the man, if she's marrying him, she's going to become the wife of a Jew. It's self-understood.
So one second, he's explaining how Shlomo Melech was able to do that by doing this.
He basically is saying that when Shlomo Melech married these non-Jewish women, when was he Megayer them?
Nee.
He didn't have time to go through a whole case with them. The marriage ceremony was a double process.
Yeah, but you just told me we don't follow this ruling. This is like a
Bidyev Shabbat. This is today unheard of.
But you see, Shlomo Melech did it.
So what? Who says, first of all, what the Malm says, the Das Yochid? No, none of the Rishonim say such a tremendous chiddush. No, he doesn't mamash say it. Read the Malm very carefully, and you'll see that he alludes to this idea. Lead the end of the Malm, the very end.
It's a radical thing because then the children are Jewish.
Right.
According to the Malm.
The Malm is trying to say, he doesn't mamash, I'm really a little bit, read what the Malm says, you tell me what the Malm says. The Malm, Mizmar Memhe, at the very end, and the way he's describing over there, Shloimei HaMelech marrying the daughter of Tsar, the king of Tsar, Tyre. He's marrying her, they're getting married. And describing not just as a dogma for all of the marriages he married, and basically he's marrying a shiksa, and he's taking her and he's being megayer her at the same time that he's marrying her, and it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. She's anyway going to mikvah, right? Going to mikvah, and he's saying to her the words kidas Moshe v'Yisrael. When you marry me, you're gonna have to follow Jewish law. It's in essence, it's a Kabbalah. When she accepts the ring, it's Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Kabbalah HaMitzvahs and Tzvila B'Mikvah plus marriage, all wrapped up in one shot. Unbelievable. Can you imagine if you would take this to an extreme? You know how many that would make many women who did not have a proper gerus. There'd be many women today who did not have a proper gerus, or were not megayer altogether. And every time a man marries a non-Jewish woman, you're going to tell me today, oh, there was a kosher. No one. Don't get carried away now. No one holds what I just told you is la halacha. All right, let's go back to Agmar.
But he's a justifying Shlomo Melech. He's explaining how Shlomo Melech.
Not justifying. He's explaining. You don't have to justify. Shlomo Melech does not need our justification. Shlomo Melech was Yashal Kisei Hashem.
But he's explaining how Shlomo Melech was able to do.
Pilei Ploim. You got to see this Malbum. See the Malbum. It's a little bit of a stretch, but the Malbum says, but it really, that's where it comes out. Study the whole Mizmar. It's a very difficult Mizmar. Mizmar Mem Hei.
How does it start?
Hashem Elokecha Shalom Eimach. Mizmar is Lamatzech al Hasheshana. I don't know what it is. I don't know how it begins. Right. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Am I fine?" Right.
So, but we didn't finish the conclusion of the Mishnah. Ain
Hashem Rabbi Yehuda Omer. We did the whole Mishnah.
Yeah, we didn't explain it so well.
So let's go back and read the Mishnah again.
No, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ain Hashem Galel. Tzrichem Lichtav.
So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ain Hashem Galel. Tzrichem Lichtav." Shtosh Shagvar Kasu Avsem Al Yideim. Okay, so this refers to that in Galil they always fought.
They don't have fights. To write a document for the Nasi.
They already did it. Everything in the Galil
because
was
their ancestors did it.
Because why? Because they had a lot of fights. And the male, they all wrote all their assets to their ancestors. Frek the Gemara.
Maybe they wrote to their ancestors.
They wrote to the Nasi. They already did it. Everything in Galil, no one owns anything in Galil. In Galil, everything is owned by the Nasi because they got into so many fights.
Yeah.
They got into so many fights. Every single person already had to go and give away all of his assets to the Nasi. Yeah. So there's no need anymore. There's no need to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Frankly, my mitzar. Why the osir? Why mitzar? What does the Gemara over here mean when the Gemara says am I mitzar? Rashi says, I know it's a mitzar. Amar of sheishes hachi kitan. We're asking the question over here that the sprach of the Gemara doesn't make sense. The Mishnah over here says ve'ezel davar shel oisur yer. Amay mitzar. Why is it osur? Now the Gemara in the Havamina. Okay, the Gemara in the Havamina thinks that you, when it says in the Mishnah, the Gemara does not even know the Chesu Mechzer. When it says in the Mishnah, it says the Hakoisev. Go back to the top of the page. Yeah. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines from the top of the page. V'akoysev chelko l'nasi, someone who writes his chelik to the nasi. The Gemara does not yet know, like we explained, that we are missing words in the Mishnah. Umay takanosam. What is the solution?
That's what's missing?
Those are the words that are missing. We learn the Mishnah. So the Gemara's question over here is, I'm going to read what it says over here in the Mesifta. Miloshna Mishnah. The Ezer Dovishal Oiso Ir Varchavar Merchatz Vakoisev Chalke Lenasi Mashma Shakoisev Chalke Gamhu Michlal Hadver Marsom Alshneya. Okay, the Gemara right now did not yet know that we are missing words in the Mishnah. The Gemara thought that it's a run on sentence. The Mishnah says, the third line from the top of the page, the Ezeru Dovar Shal Oisoho Ir, which is Osur.
Yeah.
Number one, Harichava. Number two, Hamerchatz. Number three, the Beis HaKnesses. Number four, Hateva. Number five, Hasfarim. Number six, V'akoysev Chelko L'Nasi. Okay?
Yeah.
That even if you write your assets to the Nasi, it's still Osur. Because the Gemara did not yet know the correct version of the Mishnah. So we think that it's part of a list. There are six items in the list.
Right.
So Frek the Gemara, my mitzah. If you actually give away your assets to the Nasi, it's no longer mine. If it's no longer mine, then it should be permitted for the other person to write
pleasure
from.
So mitzvah means also. Why is it also?
There is an error in the Mishnah. There is a mistake. There is a mistake in the Mishnah. Or the Mishnah is missing words. Hachi kitani. This is the correct version. You have to add into the Mishnah two precious words. Umay takanosan. In a case where a person made a neder that his friend may not derive benefit, this friend is off limits. Five things. He's not allowed to have hanah from the Rechava, from the Merchat, the Beis HaKnesses, the Tevo, the Sfarim. Five things are also. Umay takanosan. What is the solution to the problem to derive benefit? The solution is Yikasru Chelkon L'Nasi. You should write your assets to the Nasi. That's the solution. There we go. Fine, that's what it
is. But the Chum said, even unless you have to write, you have to be Kaida?
Yes, you have to also be Kaida, correct.
What is it saying? The difference between Nasi and the Mahoiva?
So why then did the Mishnah say the word Nasi? Why is the Mishnah saying you should write your assets to the Nasi?
Just but not me.
If you're telling me that if until now you don't need to make a Kenyan, so you save yourself making the Kenyan. But if you tell me that you go right to the Nasi, you need to make a Kenyan, so what are you gaining? So what are you gaining? If you're telling me that even when you write to the Nasi, you need to make a Kenyan, so what benefit? Ma betza!
Me.
Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Ein Anshin.
So what's the answer?
The answer is, you're right, there is no answer. The only reason why we mentioned Nasi is because it was common.
Nasi, that you have to...
That's what people did, that was the solution. That you go and you write your assets to the Nasi, maybe because you're not afraid of Hoyda.
Which Chacham is saying here, he's explaining.
There's no repetition of the Gemara, that's why it's in parentheses. Then there's no chiddush. That's just saying you give it to the nasi. Next, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein anshei gol tshricham lizkos shekvar kasu avse biyadim. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer anshei golil kantoronim.
You mean they were very angry people?
Fighters. They were warriors.
Well, kantor means
they were
argue.
Provokers. Look what it says in the Oiz Beis Masar the Gemara in the Mesifta Oiz Beis. What does it say on the Masar the Gemara in the Hagoyes Vitzioinim?
Oh, Rashi Oiz says they had short tempers because son
of the Ba'aruch Erich Kantor Isa Kantor Ronin. Kant with a Tav.
So Rashi
says
is that they were angry people. Yeah.
Angry people. So if you live in the Galil, nothing is yours. Nothing belongs to you. Everything belongs to the Nasi.
What's the Gemara adding here? That already says in the Mishnah.
It doesn't say in the Mishnah, it says the reason why. All it says
is
that you don't own anything. Next Mishnah. Hamudan Mechaver Mal Yoichal is a famous case. Let's make Hamudan Mechaver Mal Yoichal. Nosna Liacher. Lushoma Ton of Lamut Ralamudubo. Okay, easy case. You make a neder, Ruvain says that Shimon may not have enough for me. Shimon is starving.
Yeah.
So what is the
Ruvain
want to do? So what do you do? So you go, we have the Gemara quote of this mission, you go and you give the food to a third party. You give it to a third party, the third party then gives it as a matana. And then it's not coming directly from you. a famous mice in Beis Charoin. Who's the mice in Beis Charoin? Shei Avav Noidu Hu Min Hachanah. A person made a neder, his father can have Hachanah, and he wanted to divide his father to his son's wedding. So what
who
did
made
he do?
Another, the son
said, my dad, you're not allowed to have Hachanah from me.
And then son married
off. And now he's
being
a chasna, and he wanted his father to come to the chasna. So he told his brother, you know what, I'm giving you all of my money.
Yeah.
And Mimelo, when the father comes, he's not being nender from me, he's being nender from you, my brother.
And the son, and with that money, the son, his brother makes a sponsor.
It's
chasna,
legal. So the son, if you're giving me all of your money, you know what, I hereby declare that it's hegdish. Mm-hmm. And no one's let off enough from it. So how dare you? I didn't give you the money that's going to follow.
Right.
All right, time's up. Thank you for coming. I hope it was worth it. I hope it was good to come. Shlomo, you okay? You didn't come yesterday. Shlomo, why didn't you come yesterday? I can't hear you. You're on mute. You feeling good now? Baruch Hashem. Thank you for coming.
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital.